I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Workplace sexual harassment occurs in many industries, not just entertainment and government. But we rarely, if ever, hear about cases in the Quad Cities where bosses, supervisors, and employees have subjected their coworkers to a range of abuse, from unwanted comments to sexual assault. I'll talk with two Family Resources employees who work with people who've been targets of sexual harassment at their jobs here in the Quad Cities. Ashley Velez and Alexis Baker are Survivor Services Supervisors at Family Resources in the Quad Cities. Velez says people should be aware of red flags for sexual harassment before and after they get hired.
Just even asking about your gender in general in an interview, asking about like personal questions of married, single, children, you know, second interview where, like you were saying, it may just be one person, it's not on site, that would be a red flag. And then in the workplace, too, about trying to get, maybe move your seat closer to them or come up and stand right next to you, almost where you're feeling uncomfortable, but it's your boss, you don't know what to say. I'm trying to think of others, but that's a lot of what we would talk about is really red flags of what it is and then how to say that that's not okay and to have your voice.
One of the ones I see the most is like receiving text messages from the opposite sex of, you know, inappropriate text messages, them not realizing that, that is considered sexual harassment. Some people don't even realize that catcalling is sexual harassment, that the, you know, you're walking down the street and the guy, you know, starts whistling. That's sexual harassment. A lot of people don't realize that. It's become such a normal thing in society that people aren't seeing it as a problem. And so we really, especially when we're doing presentations, we try to bring awareness to that, to people.
I would also add in what people wear. That is a huge portion that women or men, when somebody's making a comment like, oh, you know, you look, not the look really good, but really the, oh, that's a little too short. Like, what are you trying to say? We hear that often. And so those unwanted comments are considered sexual harassment. So.
Yeah.
Employees may be reluctant to file a sexual harassment complaint with their company's human resources department. Velez says they're frequently concerned about losing their jobs or other mistreatment.
You have to be okay with filing, you know, whatever kind of complaint with the company or with your school, and then just for the survivor to know that they're not alone and that there are agencies or people like us that will work with them because we believe them and we have the ability to believe them. What we've heard from some of our survivors that have had this experience is that, you know, they file the complaint and it takes so long and you have to go through all of these things. And so they don't necessarily feel supported. And that's where on our educational piece, we say, well, at this point, they have to go through steps. It's just like a police investigation. But we're here for you and let us help you with what you need and be that support for you.
We don't know how prevalent workplace sexual harassment is in the Quad Cities. Family Resources and local law enforcement don't separate workplace sexual assault from crimes that occur elsewhere. On Friday, Family Resources will host a lunch called Rising Up Against Sexual Abuse. The fundraiser will be held at the Quad Cities Waterfront Convention Center in Bettendorf. Proceeds will help the agency provide survivor services to more than 10,000 clients per year. I'm Michelle O'Neill.